time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batson with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He's in the state of Georgia, that's South Caucasus, far away, a beautiful city and a beautiful setting. However, we have a hug in Moscow that has alarmed the Biden administration. And I'm in pursuit of what Russia wants, not just in Ukraine, but for stability. That is an ambition. In fact, Anatole, with his colleague George Beebe and Mark Episcopos, has published an essay talking about right-sizing the Russian threat to Europe and suggesting that stability is a goal here, stability for Europe. Anatole, the hug that Narendra Modi, the three-time now re-elected Prime Minister of India, gave Vladimir Putin, according to the Washington Post, has alarmed the White House. Biden administration disturbed by Modi-Putin visit during NATO summit. Then there's a photograph of the hug. Senior administration officials are frustrated that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with President Putin in Moscow as President Biden was kicking off a major NATO summit in Washington this week, underscoring the challenges the United States faces in a relationship it considers one of its most consequential, meaning India. However, for stability, this looks like a positive direction for Vladimir Putin. Is he looking to be reintegrated into Asia, as well as India being the dominant factor in this story? And does this suggest that past the Ukraine war, Vladimir Putin could be reintegrated into Europe? Is that stability?
Well, I mean, Indian diplomats have always emphasized to me, and politicians, you know, that India is an independent great power. It wants, you know, partnership with America, but it will never allow America to dictate to India policies which India thinks are against important Indian interests. And with Russia, this relates to energy imports. It relates increasingly to grain imports, and Indian agriculture is in serious trouble as a result of climate change. But it is also because the Indians worry about Russia getting too close to China, which, of course, the Indians regard with great suspicion. But I think on the Russian side, they don't want to become too completely dependent on the Chinese. So they also want to keep good relations with India. So, I mean, I think this is a sign. And, you know, as India goes, not that they're following India, they're just pursuing the same philosophy. So do a great many countries around the world, and especially in Asia, which is to say that they really do not want to be forced into either a completely Western camp or a Russian or a Chinese camp. They want to be able to maneuver and make agreements and, you know, seek deals according to their interests. I think you would find very much the same answer if you went to an Indonesian official, a Malay, a Thai, you know, many people, and also in Africa. So I think that's the key thing here. But of course, you know, the fact that Russia has been able to go on exporting energy and food and importing, you know, consumer goods and other things from most of the countries of the world has been absolutely critical to Russia being able to support and maintain its war effort and its domestic economy.
So we're looking at a vision in which there'll be blocks, and India goes back and forth between the blocks. I was looking for the word stability to apply to returning to integrating Russia in Europe. Is that possible, or are we looking now at enmity?
I think there will always be a degree of enmity. I mean, but if one can bring the war to an end, then, you know, perhaps some kind of relationship can be rebuilt, because the Russians I talked to are absolutely emphatic that they have no desire at all to attack NATO or the European Union. The risks would be colossal. You know, after all, we do have nuclear weapons. And, you know, basically, what would they gain? Ukraine is a very different matter. I mean, that is considered a vital, strategic, to some extent, emotional, ethnic interest to Russia. But, you know, it would seem from his latest statement that Putin wants what at least he would regard as a compromise peace, of course, on Russian terms. But that's to say, he has given up the idea, mainly, no doubt, because it doesn't appear militarily possible for Russia now, you know, to try to conquer or subjugate the whole of Ukraine. He would settle for the five provinces that Russia has annexed, though actually it hasn't occupied the whole of three of them, and a treaty of neutrality. Now, the thing is, when Putin said that Ukraine must withdraw from those provinces, the parts of it that they still hold, right, he didn't say explicitly that Russia would occupy them. And people in Moscow are talking about, you know, having demilitarized zones between the Russian and the Ukrainian forces. So perhaps, you have the basis here for a future agreement, but only perhaps.
Anatole Levin in Georgia in the South Caucasus of the Quincy Institute. I'm John Bennett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With diabetes, everyday decisions feel like a mystery without a solution. But with Dexcom G7, the most accurate CGM system, you can quickly and easily see your glucose in real time on your phone, helping you make confident decisions that keep your glucose levels in range and lower your A1C, which can protect your long-term health. Dexcom G7 gives you the knowledge to better control diabetes today for healthier tomorrows. Start your healthier tomorrow at Dexcom.com/knowledge. Dexcom data on file. For full prescribing information on risks, benefits, and compatible smart devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.